Hello everyone, my name is Christina and I'm coming to you from Oxford University Press headquarters in Florence, Italy. It is my pleasure to welcome Michael Lacey Freeman for Tea at Five. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again. It's nice to be back with you. I'd like to talk today about traveling. I love traveling, and for this reason, last year I went to Japan. It's a place that I'd always wanted to see. I went to do some conferences there, three conferences, and I went to a place called Nagoya. Now, obviously, it's obvious to say that Japan is very different in many respects from Italy, and I found one key difference while I was traveling around. After I finished my conference, I went to a place, I went to Kyoto, a place I'd always wanted to visit. And I was a little bit, you know, I had to organize myself well, Michael, because you often get lost. You have to organize yourself, Google things, make plans, write down numbers, times. And so I did that. But actually, I didn't need to do anything because everything worked so perfectly. As soon as I got to the station, there were machines and they all worked and they all told you, gave you information in English, everything, even the directions how to get to the platform. You get to the platform, all the information is there about when the train leaves, and the train leaves exactly at that time. I had my seat. I could have chosen my seat exactly. I knew exactly where I was on the train, exactly when it would leave. And so I took my place on this incredibly fast train called a bullet train. And I still remember my seat number. It was 9A. And there was my seat waiting for me when I got on the carriage. And the train just moved so fast. Didn't speak to anybody. Everybody else was Japanese. And I didn't have one word of Japanese that I could use. So I just admired the view and got to Kyoto pretty quickly. The hotel was very near the station, and so just had to cross the road, really, and I was at the hotel. It was only then that I realized that, actually, the journey had been trouble-free and comfortable, but I hadn't spoken to a single soul. I hadn't spoken to anybody the whole day. And I felt a bit sad about that, but excited at the same time, because Kyoto is so beautiful. Japanese people are so polite and friendly. And it was just something so different. And that's why we travel. When my trip to Japan was over, I went back to Italy. And I was happy to come home. I mean, by now, Italy, I consider as my home. I was happy to come back. And a long flight to Rome, to Fiumicino. And then I made my way to Tiburtina to get the coach to Macerata, Roma, Macerata. And then I had a very different experience of traveling. Very different. I had my ticket, and it was seat 3A. And so I got on the coach. But before I got on the coach, the driver asked me where I wanted to go. And I said Macerata, which was the last stop. And he looked at me with surprise. Macerata, he said. Yeah, the bus goes to Macerata, right? Yeah, said the driver. So I made my way to my seat, 3A, but there was an elderly woman sitting there in my place. And that wasn't a problem. I said, no problem. You can stay there. I'll sit next to you. It's the same. There's no problem. I got chatting to this elderly woman. And she told me, during the journey, she told me the story of her life for 1 hour. Everybody was interesting. She noticed that my rucksack was broken, the zip, and so she mended it for me as well. She was very kind. After a couple of hours of journey, the coach stopped and the driver announced something. Ladies and gentlemen, the toilets, I regret to inform you that the toilets do not work. And so we have to make an obligatory stop now to go to the toilet. We only have the time to stop for 10 minutes, so please be quick because we have a very strict timetable here. And he said those words, which I hear often in Italian, mi raccomando, he said. Okay, everybody looked very serious and shuffled off the bus. I stayed where I was with the elderly woman because we hadn't quite finished all of the story of her life, actually. There was still a bit more to go. And I was enjoying chatting with her. 45 minutes later, we were still in the same place. We were still in front of the autogrill, and I could see through the window of the autogrill people shopping who were fellow passengers. They were still in there with baskets. I don't know what they were buying, souvenirs, food. I don't know what was so magical about this autogrill, but nobody seemed to want to come out of it. The driver was getting more and more irritated, and we started chatting. I found out he too lived in Macerata. And I got a little bit of a story of his life and shared some of mine as well with him while we're waiting. He was getting really angry, really, really angry with the other passengers. Eventually, everybody got back in on the coach. And the heads were counted literally to make sure that exactly the right number of people were there. And then we were off. We got to a town called Civitanova and the bus stopped and everybody got off except for me. And the driver. And then the driver came up to me and said, look, this is the depot, and it would be better for me if I leave the coach here. And if you don't mind, could I take you home with my car, which I have here? I'll take you to your house. I said, yes, that's great, thank you. And so I got a lift to my front door by the driver of the coach. And so there, you know, in a few days, I get two very different kinds of journey, two very different worlds, both of them fascinating and wonderful, but both of them very different. You know, Japan, where everything worked, everything. The toilets were so clean and everything worked. Everything was on time, everything very efficient, but there wasn't much in terms of adventure talking to people. In Italy, yeah, there are things that go wrong, but there's this human dimension. It's always an adventure, and it's always a sharing experience. I always find traveling in Italy an adventure. And it's something that I always enjoy. I always get to meet people. The journey today that I took in order to make this recording for you was interesting. I met people. I talked to them. There was a bit of confusion at the beginning because I had my ticket was for carriage 2. And I got in position to get on my train. And I saw carriage 3 pass. Carriage 1. Carriage 2. Where was carriage 2? There was no carriage 2. So that caused a little bit of panic on my part, and I found the inspector who was on the phone and looking very busy. But I eventually asked her, excuse me, where is carriage 2? Ah, no, don't worry. Carriage 1 is carriage 2, she said. And that, I thought, okay, thank you very much. And it made perfect sense to me. Maybe a few years ago, no, but this kind of adventure, these kinds of little mishaps are all part of the fun of traveling. You get there in the end, and on the way you meet a lot of interesting people, and even you can make friends. I live in the Marche, and I often travel to Ancona railway station. I was always amazed for many years. There are 8 platforms in Ancona. There's platform 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. But there was no platform 7 for years. And this used to really irritate me. What happened to platform 7? Did people lose count? Did people not realize there is no platform 7? And then one day, I was getting the train back to Macerata, and it mysteriously reappeared. It appeared, maybe. I don't know. Reappeared, maybe. Maybe it made its first appearance. I don't know. But platform 7 appeared. Platform 8 disappeared. And somehow everything seemed to be so much better for that reason. Maybe this is me being very English, but I feel so much more comfortable when there's platform 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
That was award-winning author Michael Lacey Freeman. We really hope that you enjoyed the show. We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions. You can write us at formazione@oup.com or make some comments on our Facebook page or write to enquiries.it@oup.com. For now, this is Christina signing off from Florence, Italy. Have a great day. I'm the best, I'm the worst, I'm the last, I'm the first, I'm in chains, I am